It's been a long time, Yvonne.
It's been a while.
I've been after you for a long time. Thanks for being with us tonight. Yvonne, I'm curious as to a little bit about your background. What did you study at the university?
Spanish.
You studied Spanish.
Studied Spanish. I was never even planning on going to the university. I've always intended to make a career out of music. And so when I graduated from high school in Tucumcari, I stayed in my hometown for a couple of years, and then I decided to move to Albuquerque to begin my music career, right? And then reality hit me. It's like, you don't know too many people over there, so how are you going to get this going? So what the reality was, I needed to get a job. So I did, and through my job, I was working for a bank at the time, and through my job, I met some students there that encouraged me to come to UNM Fiestas. They said, you'll love it. There's mariachis and there's bands. You're going to be in heaven, because I was always talking about my music. And at the time, actually, I was starting to play with another band from Albuquerque, the Borgay Brothers. My brother plays in that band. And he was always saying, come on out and play. And, oh, I don't want to. Yeah, okay. Well, I finally ended up going and got the music fever going again. And so these friends tell me, you should go to the fiestas. And I said, okay, I'll be there. The fiestas started that Friday night and ended, of course, on Sunday like they always do. I only left to go home and eat and change clothes and come back. And by the time the fiestas were over that weekend, I had decided that if I wanted a career in music, the thing to do was to go to the university and learn Spanish even more than I already knew. And so that's what got me going. And actually, it was a real blessing because I met a lot of people and made a lot of connections. And I started playing my music. The university environment supported me and encouraged me to play my music. Chicano Studies was always after me to play, and I remember at the time you were doing a lot of poetry presentations, and I remember seeing you on a stage, and Itzolin was a baby. You brought him on the stage with you, and I remember thinking, there's another Chicano up there on the stage. And so it was very reinforcing, very encouraging, and I'm glad I went to the university.
So are we. But I get the impression that by the time you came to Albuquerque, you were already formed musically. You already had some idea as to what you wanted to do with your music. Is that because it formed part of your family tradition?
Yeah, my brother is a musician. He plays saxophone and guitar and sings. I would say he was probably my first musical influence and left a very strong impression on me. I remember hearing him play for the first time. I was real little, and I just remember like becoming so enchanted with the guitar and with singing. It was like, it was this fever in me, you know. My parents used to sing a lot together, but just there at home or, you know, at Christmas or whatever, and my brother would bring out the guitar. My mom would be making tortillas or whatever, and my brother would play the guitar, and I would listen. And so, yeah, by the time I got here, to Albuquerque, I already knew. I knew since I was very little that I wanted to have my own band, and I wanted to be like the Beatles at the time. The Beatles were what was happening, right? Later on, I got, a clearer idea of what kind of music I wanted to play. But ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted. I used to play on the broom, Cecilio. I know. Well, you know, if you think about it, to a kid, a broom looks just like a guitar, man.
That's right.
Just like it. And what was so nice about it was it had this long neck on it. My dad used to work for the railroad, and he'd bring home these brooms that, I don't know where he'd get them, off the freight cars or what, but they had the longest broom handles I'd ever seen. And for me, it was heaven. It was like a Fender guitar, you know? And my mom would say, "Préstame la escoba para barrer la cocina, y ahorita te doy la guitarra." And she'd go and sweep the kitchen, then she'd say, "Aquí está tu guitarra. Go ahead, keep playing." Yeah, so.
Oye, Sibon, en 1977 formaste el grupo Amigas.
No, en el 81.
En el 81.
Sí.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
81.
After I graduated from the university.
But before that, were you part of another group?
Yeah. I used to play with the Borgay Brothers, the band my brother is in now.
That band is still going, huh?
Yeah, they've been around, I want to say 50 years, but I think I may be off mark there a little bit. They've been around a long, long time. And that band is pretty amazing because they still have at least two of the original members that formed the group way back. And my brother's been with them 25 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, these guys make history.
That's right. So in 81, you formed Amigas, and it was a very unique group. As far as I can remember, you were one of the first, if not the first, all-female groups in town.
Actually, there was another group that existed, and but I think they like kind of disbanded around the time that we started up, or a year after we started up, something like that. But there aren't too many all-female groups, and eventually that changed. It started out that way. Not intentionally, it just worked out that way. I've always been looking for good musicians that want to play and are interested in my music and want to play. And it just so happened that four of us women got together and ended up playing. And then eventually that changed out, and then Chris and I remained in the band, and we had a couple other women join us in the group through the whole process of the 10 years. But it was never, exclusively women after that initial time.